Now dictation for Luanda, L-U-A-N-D-A, Clark, C-L-A-R-K, March 29, 54, addresses a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Dr. Mohan, a follow-up for Mrs. Clark, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, and hypertension, last visit November. Left-sided AB fistula done November 22nd. Dr. Bonacci, B-O-N-A-C-C-I. Minor numbness at the base of the thumb. Minor coolness, but no motor deficits, no ulcers, no cyanosis, no edema. Has chronic proteinuria fominess of the urine. Weight, appetite is stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. A stable edema, trying to do salt restriction, compressing and stacking. TPA machine at night. Denies pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, a stable dyspnea. No gross orthopnea PND, no chest pain palpitation syncope. Other review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Lasix potassium, lisinopril, clonidine, and Norvas. She's still on Farxiga. Today weigh 229, blood pressure 132.56, repeat 135.80, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, compressing stacking edema stable, no focal deficit, alert oriented time 3, next paragraph, chemistry in January, creatinine 3.5, progressive over time, normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 17, present GFR 14 in stage 5, normal albumin calcium, phosphorus uric acid. Anemia 10.4, large red blood cells 106, normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5. Next number, AB fistula, left-sided, no gross stealing syndrome. Next number, likely diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Next number, anemia, macrocytosis. Update iron studies, replace as needed. EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, metabolic acidosis, discuss about bicarbonate replacement, watch it for now. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled, tolerating ACE inhibitors among others. Next number, continued diabetes cholesterol management. Next number, she's taking Farxiga, technically not approved for this level of GFR. She was getting samples. It's around $600 for 90 pills. At this level, the benefit of this medication for heart kidney protection at this level of kidney function is unknown. FDA, this is not approved for this level of GFR. If I'm able to afford it, I think we need to stop that medicine. Other chemistries appears to be stable. Next paragraph, Cummins. She understands that we are going to monitor chemistries in a regular basis. Dialysis will be done when she develops symptoms. She already is GFR less than 15. AV fistula appears developing very nice. She's followed with the surgeon who is going to give us a final clearance, when to use it or not, other chemistries that we do on a monthly basis to correct anemia and other metabolic abnormalities with kidney disease. Plan to see her back in 2 months, end of dictation.